This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Last question. Why do you think Trump is holding out his tax returns? Everybody says he's going to be under tremendous pressure if he's going to be the nominee, obviously. Going into November, he, against either candidate, either your candidate or the other one, Hillary Clinton, he is under incredible pressure to release his tax returns. He refuses to do it. He keeps saying I'm under audit, which nobody believes. Why do you think he's not doing that?
I don't know. There's been a lot of speculation, obviously. Maybe he doesn't make as much as he says he makes, or maybe he pays a much lower tax rate than people think he would otherwise should pay. There's obviously something he's trying to conceal, and he ought to release his tax returns.
There's obviously something he's trying to conceal. So why is your candidate not releasing his tax returns? What's he trying to conceal?
He did release some of his tax returns.
He's been in public life for 20-some years.
He's got House and Senate ethics reports dating back forever.
Why not his tax returns? You just said that Trump is hiding something by not releasing his tax returns. What is your candidate hiding?
My candidate's not hiding anything.
Well, why does he release his tax returns? He's released
He has released some.
1 year.
And he has House and Senate ethics reports.
Yeah, but why does he release his tax returns? You just said a minute ago that the fact that a politician is running for president is not releasing his tax returns.
You asked about Donald Trump. You asked about Donald Trump, Chris.
I asked you, why wouldn't he release his tax returns?
It's not a hypothetical. You said, why is Donald Trump not revealing his tax returns?
Fine. You said that Donald Trump would not release the tax returns because he was obviously trying to hide something. What is Senator Sanders hiding?
He's hiding nothing. And I think if you talk to anybody in the media who saw those tax returns for 2014, everybody thought there was going to be some big thing in there.
No, I never said there was. I mean, zero. I'm just asking the question, live question right now. You just went after Trump for not releasing his returns. Why isn't your guy
doing it? Because Trump's a flim-flam artist and a fraud.
No, flim-flam is when you don't adjust yourself to the question I just asked. Why doesn't your guy release the returns?
I think he will.
Oh, he will?
Sure. I think he said he will.
Senator Sanders will release his tax returns during the course of this campaign?
He said he would.
Before the convention?
He said he would, yes.
Well, can you give me a date?
I'll be happy to get you a date, Chris.
Okay, well, then we're making news here. Thank you, Jeff Weaver. You've cleared this thing up.
As always.
Well, you know, he's just hardballing it, man. High and hard, little right under the chin there. You got to hand it to Chris Matthews. You know, Scott, whenever Chris, he's like a dog on a bone. And once he finds that bone, I mean, he is not going to let go of it. And, this is when these guys got to, you got to know what you're talking about. And you got to have yourself covered like this. And, especially if you're going to go after somebody. I mean, why would you think? See, this is what happens sometimes in conversations with people within the group. Is they have these conversations, they talk in the theoretical, and then when it goes out to be tested in the marketplace, and you get somebody who's willing to just ask a follow-up question. I mean, a simple follow-up question. Because the follow-up questions don't happen when you're of your own kind. I mean, you just start talking and everybody goes and nobody questions, what statement you just made or how you can back it up. But now you get into the news process and you're outside of your comfort zone and outside of your camp and somebody asks a follow-up question and you look like a knucklehead. I mean, this guy lost all kinds of credibility and didn't help the cause for Bernie Sanders. I mean, what do you think?
I agree.
Yeah,
I do. All he did was change the question, why isn't your candidate doing that?
Right.
And also, wait, hold on. My guy's not hiding anything. Well, then why is the other guy?
This is politics 1A, Scott. I mean, this is real basic stuff. I mean, you go into politics and you go out in the media. I mean, unless you're Barack Obama, I guess, or Hillary Clinton. You're not going to deal with a lot of, follow-up questions. But, you know, Chris Matthews, I'll hand it to him. I mean, he asked follow-up questions of Hillary Clinton. She's still trying to figure out what the difference between a Democrat and a socialist is. I think her and Debbie Wasserman Schultz are going to the same therapy group over that one. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to be in the running for that DVD Blu-ray that we're giving away, The Young Messiah, by all means, drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me, hey, Martinez, get me in the running. I want to be in the hoppa. I want a shot at that free DVD. By all means, include your address. Get it to me right away so you can be in the running, because we're going to start giving those away, and we've got a lot to give away. So thank you for your emails. Hey, we're going to talk food. If you're not hungry already, then get ready, because we've got the foodie of all time with us right now, Howie Kahn. And so enjoying fine food and entertainment is a hot topic that interests many people. And now a new podcast hopes to feed a public that is hungry for more information about fine dining, great chefs, and having fun. It's called the Prince Street Podcast. And joining us today is Prince Street Editor-in-Chief Howie Kahn. Kahn is a James Byrd Award-winning writer for Wall Street Journal and contributing editor for Wall Street Journal Magazine. His writing has also appeared in Condé Nast Traveler, Departures, T, the New York Times Style Magazine, Elle, Men's Journal. I mean, we go on and on here. Howie, I mean, it's like, what magazine have you missed? I mean, everybody wants to hear from you.
I've been really lucky with the magazines over the years, and it's been a lot of fun. But the thing right now is the Prince Street Podcast, which has been a really exciting new initiative and way to tell stories through an audio medium. As you know, as a great radio personality over all these years, kind of thrilling to be talking to people in that way, all these great stories about food and travel and things that are delicious. But more importantly, the people who put that whole world together, the chefs,
exactly,
the farmers, and the purveyors and the growers and the people who work so hard and risk so much to bring us all these, you know, delicious things to eat, the restaurant business, the food business. It's not easy. So it's a real honor to be able to tell these people's stories.
Well, what a neat opportunity, too. I mean, this is taking advantage of the current technology. It's only natural that you would make this this transition into podcasting, because this is going to bring, bring to the discussion, you know, some added insight, like you say, being able to, you know, sit one-on-one with these chefs and talk about some of these recipes and their ideas and that, and, people's, responses to the different dishes and whatever. I mean, what a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I mean, to get these people in the studio or to go out into the field, into their kitchens, or literally to their farms and on their boats, stuff like that, and to hear what they're passionate about in the moment, and then to be able to relay that directly to our listeners that subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or on liveFromPrinceStreet.com, our website, it's been great fun so far.
Well, Howie, why Prince Street? Why was the title Prince Street?
The title is it's named after our sponsor, Dean & DeLuca, mm-hmm. which started in New York City in Soho on Prince Street in 1977 mm-hmm. and has built itself into one of the great food businesses in the entire world. And you know, we're inspired by the store, by their curiosity and their sense of excellence and adventure. And we're hoping to match that in the mm-hmm. quality of our own programming.
And Howie, I like the way you place that they're curious. I mean, curiosity is such a cool thing. You know, I like that.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, it's a great way to see the world, and it's kind of the way I've approached food all these years is, you know, what am I curious about? Where do I want to go next? And, you know, you can understand all these different cultures by what they eat. You can mm-hmm. you can sort of understand countries and people by, you know, the systems they've had in place for centuries and the kind of risks they're taking now.
Howie, you know, if you are what you eat, I mean, if you think about that for a moment, you know, to your point, you can learn a lot about people and about yourself and just having a fun conversation over good food.
You certainly can, and you can learn a lot from, I think, the stories on our show, hopefully, mm-hmm. about who these people are and what they're into. I mean, let me share one of our story topics with you.
Okay.
You know, the story's coming out tomorrow on our third episode. Our episodes all have themes. Our third episode is all about craving, and we have a tremendous story about a woman named Hawa Hassan, mm-hmm. who grew up in Somalia and was a little kid right when the war broke out. And she ended up, you know, going from having a very nice childhood to being in a refugee camp and then being separated from her family, moving to America by herself at 7 years old, and eventually reunited with her mother a couple of decades later. And the thing that really brought them back together was this recipe for the national condiment of Somalia, which is called Best Best. And they developed this recipe together, and now it's a business for Hawa. So she's selling this, you know, Somalian hot sauce all over the country here. And it's just a way where food brought her back to her roots. And after growing up in America, it kind of made her feel more Somalian again, which is
exactly.
really interesting.
What a great story. I mean, she comes here to the United States by herself. And, you know, we've heard a lot, you know, about refugees and some of the stories mm-hmm. that they have. And, I had some friends that were Cuban refugees, one in particular who came here with 10 cents. He's now become, an honored professor emeritus up in the Northeast. And, I mean, incredible stories that they come in. And I think here's these young kids, you know, coming here by themselves without their parents. And here you are in this particular case, a 7-year-old. And two decades later, she reconnects with her mom, and food brings them back together. Go figure, huh?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And, I mean, if you look at, you know, the culinary landscape of America, mm-hmm. you know, everyone says America's a melting pot, but that's more clear in its food than anywhere else. We have so many great cuisines here and so many interesting things to eat because people have come here from other countries and have had the opportunity to cook the food of their homelands here. And, you know, I live in New York City. I feel so lucky that I can eat cuisine inspired by hundreds of countries every single day if I want.
Just a couple blocks around your home there. I mean, it's a culinary delight of different cultures there in New York.
It's really amazing. So we're hoping to spread, you know, some of these narratives about the ways people connect to the food they eat, the food they make, the food they think about and dream about through our podcast, Prince Street.
Well, good fun. And then, of course, we can talk celebrities, too. You got celebrity guests coming on.
We do. We have some great stuff. We've had Francis Ford Coppola was on our first episode. Really terrific interview in which he, you know, talked about being such a great filmmaker, but also, you know, gives a great recipe for roast chicken because even famous people have to eat too.
Exactly.
Charles involved in our show.
Well, did Francis Ford Coppola bring some pairing wine with the chicken and, you know?
We went to him, so the wine was actually all around us. Not only the wine, but the grapes and the whole great estate there. And yeah, I mean, he makes those great wines up at Inglenook in Napa. So we were lucky to have him. And you know, so we have Scarlett Johansson kind of has a regular gig on the show. Her voice appears in every episode, ruminating on our theme.
Mm-hmm.
We have celebrity chefs like Mario Batali coming up tomorrow. So it's a really exciting mix of people, both people who we're introducing to to the public and people who were hoping to show a new side of that. Maybe.
Well, Howie, I'm so excited for you. I mean, what a great idea and concept. Congratulations on the Prince Street podcast. Now, how can our family of listeners engage? We've got them excited now.
They can go to liveFromPrinceStreet.com to listen and download, or they can go to the iTunes store and look for the Prince Street podcast and just press subscribe, and it'll show up every month right there for you.
Well, Prince Street Editor-in-Chief Howie Kahn, I'm Bill Martinez. Howie, thank you so much for being with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. Cooking a delicious homemade meal for your family has never been easier, thanks to the new line of Ragu Homestyle Pasta Sauces. While it may sound daunting and time-consuming to prepare dinner after a long day at work, it doesn't have to be. To make cooking easier, Ragu has launched their new line of Ragu Homestyle Sauces that have a heartier texture and bolder flavor. The ingredients are peeled, chopped, and simmered to perfection. The result is a thicker and heartier sauce that hugs pasta perfectly, making it an easy choice for family meals. Even the most demanding home cook would be proud to serve new Ragu Homestyle Sauces to their family, including Tamara Morey Housley, co-host of TV's The Real.
I'm a busy mom of two young children, but I make it a priority to set aside time to connect with my family over meals almost every day. And products like Ragu Homestyle Sauces help me do that easily.
If you're looking for summer meal inspiration, check out lifestyle influencer Honeysuckle's YouTube channel for delicious grilled chicken parmesan recipe.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down in your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Let's go down, down, down.
Live.
Hey, just the way you like it, fresh every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 Eastern, 6 to 9 in the morning Pacific time. This is Bill Martinez Live, brought to you in part by our good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. I heard some great news about them yesterday, that some of the buses that they've been working on are starting to come offline. We thank you very much for your donations to support Save the Storks and to support life for all that they're doing out there. In case you have not heard about SaveTheStorks.com, by all means, go to the website. You can find out more about it. And we're, of course, asking for your donations. Any size will go a long way. Just give them a call. Tell them Bill Martinez sent you. Their number, 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. What an incredible operation. And what they're doing, really, in terms of, you know, coming alongside women who are faced with this incredible decision of life. You know, we have a culture that says, you know, life really doesn't matter, you know, and then you wonder why, you know, why life is so disrespected on so many levels when we're not even, you know, respecting the unborn child. But women, and I would say men as well, are starting to connect the dots, sadly, 56 million abortions later, and realizing there's more to this than just the government saying it's okay, that they give their good housekeeping seal of approval on abortion. It's a lot more profound, and it touches us a lot deeper than what the government and the legal system would want us to believe. We know ethically and deep down the truth of the matter is that this is a serious issue, and women are starting to see when they get the evidence of a sonogram, an ultrasound picture of the baby, that there's real life here. And people want to debate and say, well, it's just, it really isn't much, you know, it's just some flesh or some, you know, gooey stuff that it really doesn't, it doesn't matter. But, you know, I think it's quite ironic that, you know, when somebody is dying, what do they check? They check for heartbeat. Within 20 days of conception, a child's heartbeat is evident. So interesting that when they're leaving this earth, we'll check the heart to see for life. But as they're coming in, many want to ignore that after 20 days there's a heartbeat, because if we start acknowledging that there's a heartbeat and there's an actual person there, then we have problems reconciling 56 million abortions here in America. But that's what's happening. And Save the Storks, and the reason I've got on the bus with them and supporting the cause here with them, is that they're giving women the truth and showing them, hey, let me give you your first baby picture here and tell me what you want to do. Well, 85% of the women who see and get their first ultrasound baby picture change their mind and they choose life. And it's not like, you know, Planned Parenthood or these other places where the women come in and they go and they don't even get a Christmas card. There's no follow-up. They just say, thank you for your money, you know, get out of here and we'll wait until we see you again. Because the one thing about abortions is once you go that way, you know, we're finding out it's not just one, you know, it's kind of, you know, after you made the first choice, it's a little bit easier to make the second choice and on and on. And, you know, and I don't want to be disrespectful in any means. I'm trying to be really as much as I can compassionate, because you know, to come to, you know, come to that decision and realize that, look, at I've got to make a choice between life and death. I mean, these are one of these key areas of life that are very dramatic and need to be considered most seriously. And again, this is why I appreciate Save the Storks and what they're doing. So whatever you can to help out and come alongside, we're trying to get 21 more buses out there. We got 21 out. I think they just released another one. So we got 20 or so buses that we're getting out there to help women and give them the truth and information that they need to have. We've got Audrey Rowe with us. She's the USDA Administrator and Food and Nutrition Services, along with Steve Cox, the corporate spokesperson for Sodexo, Inc. Now, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, during the school year, more than 22 million kids receive free and reduced price meals through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out for the summer, only 3.8 million participate in the USDA's summer meals programs. Providing these extra meals at home can be difficult for parents. It becomes harder to make ends meet during the summer months, when grocery expenses alone can increase by more than $300 per month. Now, several public and private efforts work to bridge the meal gap. Feeding Our Future is one example. And here to talk about, as I mentioned, is Audrey Rowe and Steve Cox. Audrey and Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you.
Good.
Very glad to be here.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on and describing, Audrey, if you would, the scope of the issues and why hunger among children increases when school lets out for the summer.
Well, the main challenge that families and children have during the summer is access. The program was created in 1968, and the intent was that schools would be the center for the service to be delivered. Well, schools over the years have changed. They no longer are open all summer. They're only open, some schools only offer enrichment programs to children who are enrolled in those programs. And so what begins to happen is children don't have access. And what we started in 2009, bringing together community-based organizations through our state agencies, bringing the private sector, the public sector, talking to elected officials, county officials, school boards, et cetera, about the need to create a greater access, looking at where the gaps are in terms of children having a place to go, and filling that gap by identifying new locations, new sites, new sponsors. So you now have libraries and museums and hospitals and those kinds of institutions who previously were not engaged and didn't even know they could be engaged.
Exactly.
Are now engaged. Faith-based institutions.
This is quite comprehensive, Audrey. I mean, it's not just, hey, look, let's set up a tent somewhere in some school. I mean, you're going out and, you know, searching out these kids to make sure that, you know, their nutritional needs are addressed here.
Absolutely. And since 2009, we've increased the number of meals to children by about 26 million. So we've increased access, and we continue to increase access. And through programs like yours, individuals contact their state agencies or contact food banks and others and say, we want to be a part of this program. And we find that more and more sites are starting to be available, particularly in rural and in tribal areas. And bringing those new players into the mix has really helped to increase access for children.
Well, Steve Cox, what is Sodexo's connection to student nutrition, and how does it address hunger?
So Sodexo is we're a global Fortune 500 firm with the 19th largest employer in the world. We're in the outsourcing business, so we're in the facilities management business and the food service operations business. And through the food service operations side, we serve about 500 school districts across the United States. And we serve about 2 million meals every single day during the school year. But during the summer months, when school's out, our Sodexo Foundation helps plug that gap through our Feeding Our Future program, which has operated for about 20 years now and served multiple millions of meals over the course of those 20 years. We operate the Feeding Our Future program in about 23 cities in the United States, and then again in 9 cities in Canada, where frankly the Feeding Our Future program is the largest summer feeding program in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, it is, as I said to Audrey, Steve, this is incredibly comprehensive. I mean, you're chasing these kids down and understanding that, you know, with the summer months, we're going to have some kids being vulnerable here. Audrey, real quick here, as we're running out of time, where can the good folks go for more information to be a part of the solution?
National Hunger Hotline for families, 866-348-6479 to find out where a site is near your home. For Spanish-speaking families, it's 877-842-6273. And for individuals who just want to know more about the program and how they can help, can Google Summer Food Rocks to find the USDA Summer Meals program in their communities.
Well, Audrey Rowe, USDA Administrator, Food and Nutrition Services, and Steve Cox, Corporate Spokesperson for Sodexo, Inc. Audrey and Steve, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. Just about 29 after right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes.
At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, for Christians, wary of pat answers, and I think this is some of the, you know, some of the failings, I think, in terms of trying to communicate, you know, the gospel message to others, is that we can get into what they call Christianese. And it's almost like if you're not part of the club and you don't have the decoder ring and the secret handshake, you really don't understand the gospel message, which is supposed to be for everyone. And, you know, and I appreciate our next guest, who's coming on with us, Richard Hansen. He has written a book called Paradox Lost, which provides a wonder-filled invitation to a deeper, better way of knowing God. And, Richard, let me say, first of all, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thanks, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, I got to tell you, recently, and I don't know if it's just, you know, if it's a God thing or what it is. I mean, so much of my life, it always seems to be a God thing. But the conversation has really cycled around people's desire to want to know God more. They want to go deeper with God. They really want to understand. Maybe it's because of the condition that we find our country and our world in right now. It has them a bit fearful, and they want to go and connect with something that instinctively they sense is the answer and is the salve, if I might say, for that fear that they're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. And I would just add on to that I think for a while now, at least segments of the Christian world have treated God in a pretty utilitarian way. You know, mm-hmm. The God is there to meet my needs. And I think as we're going through a time that we are now, it does allow people to see that there is so much of God there beyond what God can do for me. And that's mm-hmm. part of the reason I wrote this book.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you in terms of the driving force and motivation. You know, in a sense, it's kind of like that story that came out, you know, with the two brothers. You know, it was about what they could get from their father instead of what they could, you know, offer to their father. And I know Jesus used the story to really indict, you know, the Jewish people of the time. But it is one of those stories that transcends into the 21st century. And we're all a part of that story. And we're all like those brothers. You know, it's about, okay, what's in it? What's in it for me? And, you know, God being who he is, it's always counterintuitive. You know, what our flesh might indicate and direct us toward is a direction that's further away from God, when the very thing that we want is to be closer to God.
Sure. I think that's
right. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And I think part of what I'm trying to get at in this book is that so often we Christians think we should or should be able to offer answers for every question that people might have, and that if we can't offer an answer, then that is somehow deflating to our faith. And what I'm trying to say is actually some of the places we encounter God the most are where we don't have answers.
Exactly.
For example, the classic paradoxes of the Trinity or the incarnation, that God is completely 100% human and at the same time completely 100% divine. And, you know, our minds just can't comprehend that. In fact, Augustine said way back in the 4th century, if you comprehend, it's not God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm trying to do, is to try to help people use these paradoxes of Scripture, not to try to solve them, but rather to look through them. And as we look through these paradoxes, and what we see is this holy, awesome, mysterious God that is so much bigger than we are.
Paradox. Some people hear this word and go, okay, I'm going to my dictionary. But unfold that for them a bit so that they understand how you're tying this into the concept of the book.
Sure. So my definition of a paradox is maybe a little different than you'd find in the dictionary. My definition is something that is intellectually objectionable, but nevertheless necessary. And so, for example, the Trinity is a paradox. It's intellectually objectionable because we can't comprehend how God could be one and be three at the same time, and yet it's necessary for us to comprehend who God really is.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are any number of paradoxes like this through Scripture, and my thought is that as we encounter them, often what we do is we shy away from them because mm-hmm. they're intellectually objectionable. And what I'm saying is instead we could kind of, you know, lean into them. Instead of leaning away from them, we could lean into them. And as we do that, then we come into contact with the mystery of God.
Exactly.
Because they show us that God is beyond our comprehension. And in fact, we learn interesting things about God as we kind of explore this mystery.
It's rather humbling, isn't it?
It is. I think God put himself in these paradoxical ways throughout Scripture exactly for that reason, to keep us humble, to keep us searching. You know, God is kind of the classic iceberg. You know, we see the part that's above water, but there is so much more there below water. And I think some of these paradoxes help us start getting ourselves attuned to all of that part of God, the mysterious part that's below water.
Mm-hmm. And you know, to that point, you know, you talk about the hiddenness of God. God says, look, pursue, knock, chase after, you'll find. I mean, that's kind of the encouragement that has been going through the ages, is that people are searching for God, but he's saying, don't give up. Keep looking.
Yes.
Right?
Right. And I think part of the, you mentioned at the beginning, the kind of pat answers thing, and
mm-hmm.
I think that that there's a growing segment of the Christian body in America, and I think even in other places in the world, that have grown tired of the pat answers
mm-hmm.
and realize that there is more is there, as you said at the beginning, And so I'm trying to provide just one avenue. I'm not saying it's the only avenue, but I think coming engaged with these paradoxes of Scripture, helping them stretch our hearts and our minds, is at least one avenue to avoid those pat answers and to kind of be ushered into the greatness of who God is.
And it's a realness of who we are and who God is. It gets us out of that stuff to make it seem like we're so knowledgeable to talk about something that we can't possibly comprehend. But yet we still pursue. And as you said, it can be frustrating at times because we think that we're supposed to have all the answers. But God never said we're supposed to have all the answers, did he?
No. In fact, just the opposite. You know, the idea of mystery shows up many places in Paul's letters in the New Testament where God says that, you know, he is revealing more of the mystery of faith, but that there's a lot more of that mystery still to be discovered. Mm-hmm. So I think the Bible itself invites us into this mystery. And the subtitle of my book is Rediscovering the Mystery of God. And that's certainly not my idea. That's God's idea.
Exactly.
God says that right. He is a mystery. And as you said, we are invited to explore that mystery. And it's a mystery we'll never end exploring and never end enjoying.
Well, in your book, you quote St. Jerome, who said, "The Scripture's gospel is shallow enough for babes to wade in and never drown, and yet deep enough for scholars to swim in and never touch bottom." Boy, is that the truth, huh?
It is, and I love that quote because it covers the whole spectrum. You know, at times in our lives, you know, we're the babes. You know, we all start out that way.
Right.
But hopefully, as we go forward in our Christian maturity, not that we're all going to become scholars, but we get to that point where we see, you know, there is so much here that I'm swimming in and I can't always touch bottom. And that is part of this whole mystery. You know, we come, you know, hopefully as we mature as Christians, we become more and more aware of how big God is, that we may not have realized when we were the babe that was just taking our footsteps, you know, into the shallow end of the pool.
Exactly. What a blessed journey we're on. Richard Hansen, longtime pastor, former missionary professor at Ethiopian Graduate School of Theology. Richard, thank you so much for being with us.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead the healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Your opinions really do count, ladies and gentlemen. If we're getting this country back on track, when 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, I say a good observation. Now, what does the right track look like? But that's where the discourse, the civil discourse, needs to take place so we can work through this. Sometimes it's a bit uncomfortable, especially when we've had a season of political correctness where we're just probably not used to talking to one another in much less a civil way, much less being able to express what we're feeling here and what our ideas. But we need them involved in the marketplace if we're going to get this country back on track. So we invite you to keep the discussion going, okay? Dr. Christopher Gildemeister is with us. He's the head of research operations for the Parent Television Council and author of the new TV content rating system study, which we discussed last time when he was on the show. But we want to take a look at these comic book movies that do not seem to be for kids anymore. I mean, what is it all about? You know, what is going on? Dr. Christopher Gildemeister, welcome to Bill Martinez. It's always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, great to see you. Talk to you again.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, if you can see me, you're just incredible. I mean, you know, but one day we're going to be at a point where we'll be able to see one another as we have these conversations. Everybody else will get to peer in as well. But let's talk about these comic book movies. I mean, we have had a plethora of comic book movies, and you say, wow, it's more about the box office than it is entertaining or advancing the culture and ideas in these kids.
Well, you know, you just talked about the culture, and of course, enculturation starts with the little kids. Now, when I was a kid, I read lots of comic books. I'm sure you read some, and they were fine for kids back then. The problem today is more and more of the stuff that's being put out there in the media, in the movies, is being more and more targeted at adults. And it's to the point now where DC Comics is going to have an R-rated Batman cartoon in the theaters.
Wow.
Not even live action.
Ooh.
A cartoon. Now, some of the folks from the comic book company say, oh, well, our audience is older and adults like to see these things too, and that's the audience we're aiming at. Well, don't tell me that kids aren't still fascinated by these characters. Kids love these characters.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the companies can say, well, Batman versus Superman was aimed at adults, you know, because it was all dark and grim and we want to be all serious about it. Okay, it's aimed at adults. It's rated PG-13. Then how come I can walk into Target and Walmart and find the action figures for the characters from the movie right next to the Barbies and the Beanies?
All the kid clothing and everything else, exactly.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So don't tell me it's not aimed at kids also.
Right.
But let's face it, if you're making a Superman movie that you can't take your 8-year-old to, you're doing something wrong.
Exactly. Well, and this is where the people need to wise up to see what's going on, because in a sense, Christopher, isn't this a little bit of a Trojan horse kind of effect that's going on here, what movies are doing to our kids?
I'll tell you, I don't think anybody at the comic book companies is deliberately saying, ha-ha, let's corrupt the kids. But that's right. What's ending up happening, because these are characters that are tremendously attractive to kids. Superman and Wonder Woman and Batman, characters like that, kids love those. And if the only stuff featuring those characters available is the movies with the extreme graphic violence, that's what the kids are going to go see. Kids love to go see movies, too. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, if you put a PG-13 rating on it, a lot of theaters aren't going to enforce that.
Without a doubt. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and I guess I long for the days, and I'm old school, so this probably just says something about who I am. But I miss those old Disney, movies that gave you a story, and there was a moral conclusion. There was some moral advancement. Something has gotten lost in translation, you know, through the technology and all the effects that movies bring us these days. I mean, it's still about storytelling and, what you're trying to accomplish here. And, hopefully, you know, some of these screenwriters and producers and that can embrace some of that old school foundational aspect of movie making.
Well, you're exactly right, Bill. And Disney and Pixar have been very good at that, and still are. You can go see pretty much anything by Pixar is safe for kids. It's always rated G. They have uplifting messages. And, gee, what a coincidence. They always do fantastic at the box office.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, except for this most recent debacle for Disney. This has just been an incredible half a year. I mean, they've been ringing the register at the box office so unbelievably. They've been on a great run, as you say, Pixar as well. So these family-friendly movies, these movies that have a moral story to tell and a conclusion, have been most effective.
Yes, they have. They always are. People want to be uplifted by entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. The most basic thing of all, and advertisers understand this, they want you to feel good about their product. People want to go to movies that make them feel good. And when you go to Batman versus Superman and you end up seeing cities destroyed and millions of people killed and no happy ending at all, no moral message to this.
Exactly.
What is the point?
Right.
And it makes for a very dark world for our kids. Kids, I think, love comics because they're bright and they're colorful and they're cheerful, and it's these amazing people who can do what is right and help others, and they're corroding that whole message by the way they're choosing to make the movies today.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk TV. We've got the summer and fall shows coming. A slate of new fall TV shows was announced at the annual upfronts, and, of course, the Parent Teachers Council says it appears that viewers are going to be deluged by sequels, spinoffs, reboots, or ripoffs of previous movies and TV shows. What can you tell us about that?
Well, there's a couple of... The reason you're getting so many sequels and reboots is it's all about intellectual property rights. They want to put on stuff that has a familiar name to get people to tune in because people will think, oh, gee, I want to watch that. Fox, of course, is the champion at this. In addition to their show Lucifer, in which the devil comes to Earth and becomes a cop in Los Angeles, they are now going to have a TV show based on The Exorcist, which, you know, ought to be wonderful viewing for families. they also have a family comedy with just about the most repulsive people we've ever seen on it. That's called The Mick, and that's going to be starting in the fall. NBC is going to have a comedy called The Good Place, which is about somebody who accidentally winds up in heaven, and heaven is not portrayed well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody there is all snooty and morally superior, and it's only the person with the foul mouth who is the honest one who has it right. And then you mentioned Disney. Well, I'll say, when it comes to the movie front and the stuff that's branded Disney or Pixar, they're doing a great job in providing for families.
Mm-hmm.
But Disney also owns the ABC television network, and there seems to be a huge disconnect there between between the ideas that motivate Disney and the ideas that motivate their ABC TV network. Because, here I can give it to you in one sentence. They've renewed the show The Real O'Neills, which is just full of teenagers talking about sex constantly, nonstop, and bashing on religion. But they canceled The Muppets. That tells you everything you need to know. How you can't succeed with a show like The Muppets in prime time is beyond me, but I guess that's not what they want to do. ABC isn't interested in making something for families, clearly.
Well, and whatever happened to our family hour on television? I mean, it's been obliterated.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. There is practically nothing on TV today that you could absolutely feel safe sitting down with your kids. NBC had their show, Little Big Shots, that was on, I think it just ended. And that was on for about a couple months this spring. And that was okay. It was kind of a talent show for kids.
Right.
That was fine. But when there's one show on all of prime time, on the public airwaves, you know, the networks don't own airtime. We do.
Right.
And yet this is what they give us.
Well, and is it any wonder that, other streaming agencies and companies like, you know, Netflix and that are gaining ground because the offerings of TV, I mean, when you and I were growing up, gosh, you know, the network controlled about 85% of the viewing audience in prime time. Now it's less than 50%.
That's exactly right, because people are desperate for something, just like with the movies. People are desperate for something that they can watch with their kids and that makes them feel good and that has a positive message. And they're just not out there.
Mm-hmm. So what's your word of caution, you know, coming out of the PTC, Christopher, in terms of families that are looking for good family entertainment? You know, what do they need to do? I mean, we got chips for TV that can kind of control and be a governor of what comes into our living rooms. But it's just so pernicious and so, profound. I mean, it's hard to get away from this stuff.
What do you have to do to find something for your family? If you can afford it, not everyone can. If you can afford it, something like Netflix or Amazon, probably, where you have a wide range of things you can choose from. You can buy DVDs. There are some networks on cable.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Hallmark Channel.
Yes.
There's the INSP network. There's the Up network. There are some channels out there that do show good family-friendly programming, but unfortunately, they're in the minority.
Yeah, we just have to recondition ourselves. We've been so conditioned to go to the networks and look to see where their offerings, and we have to realize it's broadened out quite a bit. I mean, our kids already know. They know where to go for options. They've been doing this for a long time, so maybe we need to listen to them a little bit and let them do some research for, picking out a good family movie for all of us to sit down and enjoy, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, why not? Dr. Christopher Gildermeister from the Parents Television Council has been with us. He's also the author of the new TV content rating system study. Christopher, it's always good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.